This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell is gearing up for his reelection bid next year. The Senate minority leader will face a primary challenge from Tea Party-backed candidate Matt Bevin, who's already hit the internet with this campaign ad.
Mitch McConnell has had a long career in politics, but after 30 years in Washington, is his leadership really the best that we can do?
McConnell has voted for higher taxes, bailouts, debt ceiling increases, congressional pay raises, and liberal judges.
I'm Matt Bevin. I approve this message because America deserves more than failed leadership. We can do better.
Matt Bevin, small-town roots, successful businessman, father of nine, veteran, conservative, Republican for U.S. Senate.
And Senator McConnell and his staff wasted no time going after the primary opponent with their own ad.
I'm Mitch McConnell, and I approve this message.
Matt Bevin says he's a conservative businessman, but when his Connecticut businesses needed help, Bevin took $200,000 in taxpayer bailouts, even though Bevin failed to pay taxes. Bevin's business was assessed at least 8 liens for not paying taxes, and Bevin's company was the number one tax delinquent. Bevin's company failed to pay taxes, then got a taxpayer bailout. Bailout Bevin, not a Kentucky conservative.
And the presumed Democratic candidate, Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes, officially launched her campaign for the Senate seat on Tuesday during an event in Lexington. She's also attacking Senator McConnell, including this clip from a video on her campaign's website.
Now this part's for you, Senator McConnell. Your campaign wants to play silly games about where I am and where I stand. Well, I'm right here in Kentucky, Senator, where I'll be holding you accountable for voting to double Medicare premiums on Kentucky seniors, including our retired coal miners, for being against requiring the Department of Defense to buy equipment that's made in America first, for failing to stand up for women when you voted against the Paycheck Fairness Act, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, and the Violence Against Women Act, and for opposing raising the minimum wage over and over again while you became a multimillionaire in public office. We'll have this debate, Senator. And as you've probably already seen, I don't scare easy.
Joining us to discuss next year's Senate race in Kentucky is political junkie Ken Rudin, formerly of NPR. His segment was one of the more popular programs on the former Talk of the Nation. Ken is joining us by phone, and you can join in the discussion as well and ask Ken a question by calling us at 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Again, the number 513-419-7100. And Ken Rudin, it is a pleasure to welcome you to Cincinnati Edition.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So, Howard and I are just across the river from Kentucky, and we seem to be hearing a lot about the Kentucky Senate race next year with Mitch McConnell. What kind of attention is this getting nationally? Is this as big a deal around the country as it is here?
It may be bigger, Jay, because the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, decides what the Republican strategy is in the Senate, and he's been doing that ever since, you know, certainly ever since he's been leader. And he helped do that when he was whip as well. So, and the fact is, you know, Mitch McConnell has always been a Democratic target. You know, in the first, he was not supposed to win the first time. He probably was the underdog in his reelection bid. And 6 years ago, he could have lost that race as well, but he always comes back. But what's fascinating about this race so much is that, look, McConnell always knew he'd be targeted by the Democrats. And, of course, he is targeted by the Democrats, even though the Democrats took a long time to come up with a challenger. But he's also being challenged by the Tea Party, and Mitch McConnell seemed to do everything he could, everything possible, to make sure that didn't happen. So he's being attacked by the left and the right, and nationally, that is a tremendous story.
Ken, this is Howard Wilkinson here. I'm a politics writer.
I know your stuff very well, Howard.
Oh, thank you, Ken. I know your stuff, too. It's just amazing to me when I look at the polling in Kentucky about his job approval, Mitch McConnell's job approval. I mean, it's almost exactly the same as Barack Obama, who lost that state by 23 percentage points. I mean, it's a red state. What's going on here?
Well, I think part of the problem is Mitch McConnell himself. He's never been the backslapping, huggable, lovey-dovey kind of charisma candidate that many Kentuckians have seen in the past. I mean, he's a workhorse. He'll get his stuff done. He knows the Senate inside and out, a big parliamentarian, but he's never been cuddly.
He's not a happy Chandler.
Well, he's not Happy Chandler. He's not even Wendell Ford. You don't even have to go back that far to Happy Chandler. But the thing is also, he also has a new kind of Republican Party. The last time he was up for re-election, of course, was 2008, when the Republicans nationally were very unpopular and the Bush administration was coming to an end. And he barely won that term. But of course, as you know, that President Obama has lost Kentucky overwhelmingly two times in a row. So you'd think any opponent of Obama would be very strong in Kentucky. But McConnell has just never capitalized on the antipathy for Obama to move into personal feelings for himself.
There was one of the Inside the Beltway pundits, and I can't remember who it was.
Oh, I hate those. I hate those guys.
I know. I do, too. But one of them said the other day that Mitch McConnell's a kind of candidate that if you challenge him, it's like he'll kill an ant with a blowtorch. I mean, he will not let up. And I think we're already seeing that with Matt Bevin.
Well, I think the problem, the reason for that is, I mean, obviously, look, I don't think anybody in the world heard of Matt Bevin before he said he was going to run for the office. But if you look at some other Tea Party shockers in the last couple of years, when you have Charlie Crist, getting knocked out in Florida by Marco Rubio, you had Christine O'Donnell, who was basically a joke in Delaware, and she won the Republican primary there for, Joe Biden's Senate seat in 2010. So he knows, first of all, he knows that once upon a time, for the Senate was going to win the nomination. Trey Grayson was going to win the nomination, and suddenly this guy named Rand Paul, who had never run for office before, suddenly wins that primary. So he knows that there's hidden strength, clear strength among Tea Party activists around the country and in Kentucky, and he just doesn't want to be surprised. I guess the way Trey Grayson was 4 years ago,
When you mention Rand Paul, I think it's fair to say he's the darling of the Tea Party. But he has endorsed Mitch McConnell. What kind of fine line is Rand Paul walking in this race?
You know, that is the big sub-story of this whole election. I mean, of course, we're going to talk about, whether Mitch McConnell loses. And as you well know, the last Republican leader in the Senate to be defeated was James Watson of Indiana in 1932. I know you know that, of course, but that's how long it's been since a Republican leader has been defeated. But Rand Paul, first of all, Rand Paul is looking at 2016 at a presidential race, and he's going to obviously try to fight out with, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Marco Rubio, whoever, to get Tea Party support. Now, if he comes across as somebody who tried to save the establishment, tried to save Mitch McConnell, Amnesty Mitch, the guy who's responsible for the passage of the immigration bill. If he's hammered by that in 2016, that's going to be some problem too. So he's really walking a fine line, given the fact that McConnell worked against him in 2010.
So he's between a rock and a hard place in terms of alienating the Tea Party folks, but trying to move towards the mainstream of the party, because that's where presidential candidates for the Republican Party come from. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yes, that's true. But, of course, when you're trying to get the nomination, sure, in November in the general election, you want to move to the center, as we saw Mitt Romney. Remember that guy, Mitt Romney, who tried to do that in 2012. But all the rhetoric during the primaries and caucuses and the debates in the spring of the general election, of the presidential election, you really have to just appeal to the right-wing element of the party.
What about this? There seems to be a wrestling match going on now with Chris Christie and Rand Paul, kind of over the heart and soul of the Republican Party. We heard a lot about the rise of the libertarians, the Rand Pauls, the Ted Cruz, Rubio. Who's going to come out on top here?
Well, if we're talking about presidential politics, I would kind of think it would be the conservatives. I mean, if you know all the people you mentioned, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, they all beat establishment Republicans in the primary, or of course with Rubio, there was no primary because the establishment Republican got scared and left the party completely. But all the other establishment Republicans were favored to win, and yet they all lost. So you kind of think, well, boy, the electorates, the candidates sounded very conservative in 2012 with Rick Perry and Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and all those candidates, Michelle Bachmann. I would think that the rhetoric would be even more conservative, more unrelenting in 2016, because now you have people like Ted Cruz who says, look, he's spending more time attacking fellow Republicans than he is Democrats. So if the Republicans eat their own in 2016, as many of them kind of did in 2012, it could only help the enemy, and the enemy could very well be Hillary Clinton.
We're talking with political junkie Ken Rudin this afternoon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Perhaps when Ken was on Talk of the Nation, you always wanted to ask a question and you could never get through because you were competing with a national audience. Well, now you have a more localized chance to do that. 513-419-7100. You can also email talk at WVXU.org. Again, 513-419-7100. Ken, you talk about this target on Mitch McConnell's back with Democrats. Were you surprised that Democrats in Kentucky took so long to find somebody to challenge him in 2014?
Actually was. I mean, I know everybody knows that Mitch McConnell is a bare-knuckled kind of candidate, and he will savage anybody he runs against. I mean, that's the nature of the beast, and that's always been the case. But given the fact that his numbers have been so low, I mean, his approval numbers, I think, are in the 30s, which is pretty remarkable for a senator who's been in so long. I would have thought that the Democrats would have, come up with a stronger candidate. Now, possibly they're all concerned about running for governor next year when the governorship is open, and that's a possibility too. But given his numbers, I would have thought that more Democrats would be willing to take him on.
Do you think there were Republicans who were maybe, wringing their hands or even possibly celebrating that perhaps Ashley Judd may get into the race?
Well, everybody thought, be careful what you wish for. I mean, the Republicans, there were so many things about Ashley Judd that made her such a vulnerable candidate. Yes, nationally, the Democrats got excited. They got a celebrity. But as we saw in that early pro-McConnell, anti-Ashley Judd commercial, she just had so many things going against her. Now, I mean, Alison Lundgren Grimes, I don't know how good of a candidate she can be. Of course, unlike Ashley Judd, she's run for office before. She elected Secretary of State and won pretty overwhelmingly in that. But, there are still some things to iron out. I noticed that in her big campaign rollout the other day, she refused to take questions, and there are a lot of questions that they need to ask. But, in a state, of course, as Howard mentioned earlier, in a state that Barack Obama lost convincingly twice, you just wonder how a Democrat could fare. But you also have those weak approval numbers for McConnell to bank on as well.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to have to pick up the pace of it. Now, one of the things I understand about Grimes is that she is very close to Bill and Hillary Clinton, and they're going to use that connection to try to raise a lot of money because it's going to take a whole lot of money to knock off a Senate minority leader and somebody who's been there for 30 years.
That's absolutely true, but of course, and Bill Clinton, of course, carried the state twice in Kentucky twice, so that's good for him. I don't know how much a residue of support there is for Hillary Clinton in 2016. But at the same time, when the headlines say that Alison Grimes has a fundraiser at Martha's Vineyard, right. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that that Mitch McConnell just loves.
Oh yeah,
and so. There are a lot of we're going to see ultimately who the real Alison Lundgren Grimes is.
Yeah, he's going to beat her up considerably because, the Clintons are going to raise money for her, but it's not necessarily going to be Kentucky money. And, it's going to be California money. It's going to be the Martha Vineyard money. It's going to be, it's going to be money coming in from all over the country.
That's absolutely true. I mean, there's no question that Mitch McConnell is the most vulnerable Republican incumbent, Senate incumbent seeking re-election next year. But the fact that he's a Republican leader, just as the Republicans were frothing at the mouth, hoping to take down Harry Reid a couple of years ago, and he was very unpopular in Nevada. The Republicans had the misfortune of nominating a very right-wing candidate, which was too conservative for even Nevada voters. So just as Republicans would have loved to have taken down Harry Reid, Democrats would love to take down Mitch McConnell and the message he would send.
But you still think this would be a long shot?
A long shot is a tough thing. First of all, there's still more Democrats in Kentucky than there are Republicans. Remember, six years ago in his race for re-election, Mitch McConnell, I think the polls were like dead even towards the end. I think in all his races, he only had two landslides. The other three were just really, really very tight that, you know, his tactics and his campaign ads won out at the end. This is definitely no Democrat running against Mitch McConnell is a long shot. And what she has this time is, while she may not be the party's first choice as a candidate, it is a united party. It doesn't look like there's going to be any opposition in the May primary, and if that's the case, while Mitch McConnell is worried about the conservative challenge and maybe he has to move to the right to win voters in the May primary, that could only help the Democrats in November when he tries to move back to the center.
And we do have an email question. What implication does the Kentucky Senate race have for the chances of Democrats keeping control of the Senate in 2014?
Well, see, that's a very good point, because there is no margin for error for the Republicans. They need a net gain of 6 seats, which is a lot. And even though it is a sixth year of a Democratic president, and so you think that the Republicans will gain seats, but 6 seats is a tall order. So even if they win 6, losing Mitch McConnell, and the possibility of losing in Georgia, which is an open Senate seat, I mean, that would just, I mean, all but kill the Republican chances. But you know something? Everybody thought the Republicans were going to pick up the Senate, gain control of the Senate in 2012. They certainly had the numbers on their side. And as it turns out, even the Democrats picked up seats. So, you know, predicting this, 15 months in advance is always a difficult challenge. And, you know, so we're talking about, like, Mitch McConnell, I saw a poll that came out this week that had it within 1 point. I guess it was a PPP poll that had it within 1 point of each of the candidates, 1 point of each other. Well,
yes.
You know, a lot can happen and a lot will happen from now until November. But I think right now McConnell's key worry is the Republican primary challenge.
And that's a problem, because it's making him work. It's making him go out and spend money to try to squash this guy.
Well, not only that, it also could split the Republicans. You know, and when he was first elected in 1984, he never had a Republican Party challenge, at least not a serious challenge. He usually gets, 75-85% of the vote in the Republican primary. Given what happened with Trey Grayson versus Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell knows that there's an element out there who's not going to be not very happy with them and with him, and a sizable anti McConnell vote in the Republican primary could certainly not help his chances against Grimes in November.
But Rand Paul is clearly more popular in Kentucky than Mitch McConnell. I mean, the polls show that. Is that a big help for him, the fact that Rand Paul is standing by his side?
Well, it depends on how active he's going to be in the campaign. We do know that, of course, Jesse Benton, his former campaign manager, is now Mitch McConnell's campaign manager, and McConnell obviously astutely did that early in the cycle, thinking that might ward off a Tea Party challenge. But it really depends on what Rand Paul is going to do, how far he's going to work to reelect and renominate McConnell, and what his plans for 2016 are. There's so many different elements in this thing that are just fascinating to watch, and I think they'll take a million turns between now and next year's primary and general election.
Again, we're talking politics today with political junkie Ken Rudin, and you can join our conversation 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And we will continue our conversation in just a moment. This is 91.7 WVXU.